8:55 Eastern Time. And Columbia and its affiliated stations bring you Elmer Davis and the news.
Again today, the only war losses fall on the neutrals. A Norwegian freighter sunk in the North Sea, just how we don't know, and an Italian freighter damaged in collision with an American ship outside a British port to which they had both been taken for inspection for contraband. The whereabouts of the city of Flint are still a mystery. Our embassy in Berlin asked the German government where it was, and in contrast with the experience of the Moscow embassy, at least got a straightforward answer. The Germans said they didn't know. Dispatches from Moscow say that the Russian papers have printed less than 100 words about the case. They've carried a good deal more than that on the Senate's repeal of the arms embargo. The newspaper Pravda said today that the repeal shows what the bourgeoisie means by neutrality. Russia's Supreme Soviet Council meets on Tuesday, and rumors come out of Berlin that it may announce measures that will mean the turning point of the war, perhaps the conclusion of a formal military alliance with Germany. But this is reminiscent of stories that have come from Berlin before now about what Russia is going to do, or, as it was in the early weeks of the war, what Italy is going to do, rumors that turned out to be without foundation. We do know some things that the Russians are doing, however. Their troops marched into Latvia today, on their way to occupy the naval and air bases on the Baltic, lately ceded to Russia. As the Russian troops came in, they found the roads clogged for miles by the automobiles and horse-drawn vehicles of Germans on their way to the ports, leaving the country where their ancestors had lived for centuries to settle in their new homes in conquered Poland. Russian garrisons have already taken their new stations in Estonia. In Lithuania, a third of the states where Russia is establishing bases, the Red Army has not started to march in yet, but is likely to come in this week. Meanwhile, since the Russians turned the city of Vilna, Lithuania's old capital, back to the Lithuanian government, the Lithuanian premier sent a message today to the Russians declaring that his people are imbued with sincere gratitude to the people of the Soviet Union and their leader Stalin.